Lesson 81, Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 81 through 119. Introduction. This lesson explores the vision of the telestial glory shown to Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon, as recorded in Doctrine and Covenants section 76. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon described what they learned about those who will inherit the telestial kingdom and about the consequences of rejecting the testimony of Jesus Christ. They also described how the telestial kingdom differs from the other kingdoms of glory. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants section 76, verses 81 through 112. The Lord shows Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon a vision of the telestial kingdom. Invite students to imagine that a friend who is a member of another Christian faith says to them, "My minister told us that after we die, we are going to either heaven or hell. I do not feel like I am good enough to go to heaven right now, but I also do not feel like I am so bad that I should go to hell. What does your religion teach about heaven and hell?" How would you respond to your friend? Display the diagram from Lesson 78 called Doctrine and Covenants Section 76, Outline of the Vision, or invite students to take out their own copies of the diagram. As students discuss the rest of Doctrine and Covenants 76, encourage them to look for truths that might help this friend. Please refer to the diagram on the middle of page 276 in Lesson 81. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 81 through 83, and verse 101 and 103 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for words and phrases that describe the people who will inherit the telestial kingdom. Note: define difficult words or phrases. Part of understanding the content of the Scriptures is learning the meaning of difficult words and phrases. As you prepare to teach, identify words or phrases from the Scripture block that students may not be familiar with. Then consult dictionaries, manuals, footnotes, and Scripture study helps to aid you in accurately understanding what they mean. Teach students how to search these resources on their own to enhance their personal Scripture study. What words and phrases in these verses describe the people who will inherit the telestial kingdom? You may need to explain that a sorcerer is someone who participates in activities that invite the influence of evil spirits. A whoremonger is a person who participates in sexual sin. According to verses 82 and 101, some people will inherit the telestial kingdom because they have refused to receive great blessings offered to them. What are the blessings they have refused? They willfully reject the testimony of Jesus and the gospel. Because they reject the Savior and His gospel, they refuse the opportunity to repent of their sins and be cleansed through the atonement. As students discuss this question, you may want to remind them of what they learned in the previous lesson about being valiant in the testimony of Jesus. Point out that the glory we inherit will depend on the way we receive this testimony. According to verse 83, how do those who will inhabit the telestial kingdom differ from the sons of perdition? They do not commit the unpardonable sin of denying the Holy Spirit. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 76, verses 84 through 85 and 104 through 106 silently, looking for what will happen to the wicked before they can receive telestial glory. What will happen to the wicked before they will be redeemed and allowed to inherit the telestial kingdom? Help students identify the following truth. Those who inherit the telestial kingdom must suffer in hell before they are redeemed by the Savior. You may want to write this truth on the board. To help students understand the meaning of the term hell, explain that the Scriptures use the term in at least two ways. First, hell is the part of the spirit world inhabited by the wicked and is a literal but temporary condition of spiritual torment and suffering. Second, the Scriptures sometimes use the word hell to refer to a permanent condition of torment and suffering for sons of perdition. What words in verses 84 and 85 and 104 through 106 describe the suffering the wicked will experience after they die? You may need to explain that in verse 105, the phrase "eternal fire" is a figurative expression referring to the suffering of the wicked who will inherit the telestial kingdom. It does not mean that their suffering will never end. Emphasize that the conditions in hell experienced by those who will inherit the telestial kingdom will be temporary. Because these individuals would not repent and apply the blessings of the atonement in their lives, they will remain in hell throughout the millennium. paying the penalty for their sins by the things they suffer. What phrases from verse 85 and 106 teach that hell will be a temporary condition for those who will inherit the celestial kingdom? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Joseph Fielding Smith, and invite the class to listen for the results of the suffering that the wicked will experience in hell. Quote, "This suffering will be a means of cleansing or purifying, and through it the wicked shall be brought to a condition whereby they may, through the redemption of Jesus Christ, obtain immortality. Their spirits and bodies shall be again united, and they shall dwell in the celestial kingdom. But this resurrection will not come until the end of the world." End quote. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 106 through 108 by explaining that the wicked will suffer for their sins until Jesus Christ completes his work and delivers up the kingdom of God on earth to his Father. Christ will then be crowned with glory. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 76 verses 109 through 111 aloud. Then invite another student to read Doctrine and Covenants 137 verse 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what will happen when those who are to inherit the celestial kingdom come before the throne of God to be judged. According to Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 110, what will happen as these people are brought before the throne of God to be judged? They will kneel and acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Savior. According to Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 111 and section 137 verse 9, on what will the Lord base his judgment? Explain that although verse 111 refers specifically to those who will inherit the celestial kingdom, the truth taught in this verse applies to everyone. According to Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 111 and section 137 verse 9, what will determine the kingdom of glory we inherit? Help students identify the following doctrine. The kingdom of glory we inherit will be determined by our actions in this life and the desires of our hearts. You may want to write this doctrine on the board. How can this doctrine influence your choices? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 86 through 89 and verse 98 and 112 silently, and look for the words and phrases that describe what immortality will be like for those who inherit the celestial kingdom. Ask students to report what they find. How do these words and phrases show the love and mercy of Jesus Christ? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 91 through 98. Ask the class to follow along and look for how the kingdoms of glory compare with each other. How does the glory of the celestial kingdom differ from the glory of the terrestrial and celestial kingdoms? Students may use different words, but their responses should reflect the following truth. The glory of the celestial kingdom surpasses the glory of the terrestrial and celestial kingdoms. According to verses 92 through 95, what blessings will come to those who receive exaltation in the celestial kingdom? How do these blessings compare with the blessings that will be given to those who inherit the celestial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 113 through 119. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon explain how others can receive the knowledge they received. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants section 76, verses 113 through 119, by explaining that after describing this vision, Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon stated that the Lord had commanded them not to write all that they had been shown. They also explained what we must do to be able to see and understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 76, verses 116 through 118 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how we can come to see and understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. According to these verses, what must we do to be able to see and understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God? To help students explain and testify of the doctrines they have learned from studying Doctrine and Covenants section 76, remind them of the question they discussed at the beginning of class. Quote, "What does your religion teach about heaven and hell?" End quote. Divide students into pairs and ask them to work together to create an outline of how they could respond to this question. Inform them that after a few minutes, each pair will have the opportunity to share their responses with another pair. To help students in their preparation, distribute copies of the following questions, or write the questions on the board before class. What has the Lord revealed about heaven and hell in Doctrine and Covenants 76? What are the differences between each kingdom of glory? What are the differences in choices made by those who inherit these kingdoms and those who do not inherit a kingdom of glory? What do you know to be true about the Savior and His role in our salvation? Suggest that students consider these questions as they prepare to explain what the Church teaches about heaven and hell. In addition, ask students to use at least two scripture references from Doctrine and Covenants 76 as part of their explanation. After sufficient time, invite each pair to work with another partnership. Invite one pair to teach the other two students using their outline. When the first pair of students has had an opportunity to explain the doctrine, invite the second pair to teach. After students have finished teaching, you might invite them to share with the class what they learned. To help students apply what they have learned from studying about the kingdoms of glory, write the following incomplete sentences on the board and invite students to complete them in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. As a result of what I have learned from studying about the kingdoms of glory in Doctrine and Covenants 76, I know blank. I want to blank. I will blank. After students have had sufficient time to complete this activity, encourage them to consider whether the choices they are making will qualify them to inherit the celestial kingdom. Also encourage them to seek the Lord's help to make any changes they feel they need to make. Consider sharing your testimony of the truths you have learned from studying Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76.